That's Frontier.
Frontier.
And on that note, welcome back to Tales from the Service and Don't Look at Me.
Have another drink.
No, that's staying
in. So welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host. I'm Bill. Tonight, we don't have stories. We have rants.
Oh, yes, we do.
And you're going to hear them from Gwen, Ms. B, and our resident deviant.
I mean, I don't have much of a rant, but I will participate.
You and I are the peanut gallery tonight. We're going to just watch it all unfold.
Well, I know like some individuals in the room know parts of the stories. I know nothing.
Good.
I know that both Gwen and Miss B traveled. That's about it.
Yeah. Separately.
Yeah.
Different instances.
And we didn't know we happened to take the same airline. She's like, you took Frontier? I took Frontier. And yeah, we figured out we both flew the same airlines.
And this was after all of the technical difficulties of the world getting shut down were solved.
Long after.
Oh, yeah. Long after. So nothing to do with that debacle.
Just poor quality of service.
Oh. And planes. I'm sorry.
But like no weather?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nothing to do with that?
Nope.
What else could delay travel?
Well, you're going to find out.
Okay. Like the common things I'm trying to think about.
On that note.
Yeah. Buckle up, buttercup.
All right. I'm in like my roller coaster seatbelt.
So should our seat backs and tray tables be in the full upright position?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
Because we're about to take off. And please keep all arms and hands inside the vehicle at all times. Miss B, are you going to get us started?
I honestly think Miss Gwen should do it because she traveled first. Oh. Do you want to start it?
I definitely can.
Okay. So you traveled over the holiday weekend, right?
Leading up to the holiday weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. So very somber backstory. One of my associates who is very near and dear to me passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Very tragic scenario. So we were just waiting for the call at any day now that they search and recovery found her body. And so, yeah it was very
unexpected.
Extremely unexpected.
Totally.
Extremely unexpected.
My God.
But finally got that call, booked my flight by like 5 p.m., 6 p.m.?
Wow. No.
No?
Like 3:30.
Was it that quick?
Yeah, because your flight was at like 8.
Oh, that day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Because the services were the next day.
Dang.
Yeah. So super fun. Holiday weekend. So the rates that I was originally looking at the week prior was going to be like $150 round trip.
Okay.
Literally $150.
Cool. Yeah.
So good, I was already like banking on that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Holiday weekend.
Last minute flight. Holiday weekend.
It was like $1,100 on peak.
Oh! Yeah. I was going to say quadruple. But
damn.
That is
crazy.
More than quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comma in there for sure.
Only one though. So I was able to find a flight that would fit in my budget, still very expensive, that also included a 7-hour layover.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Overnight, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I was able to get to the airport and I was in my super manic mode where I'm friends with anybody and everybody. So I made friends with all the bartenders.
Of course, that's the way to do it.
Bartenders ended up sending me off with like a 12-pack onto the flight.
Love that.
Amazing.
Which I didn't realize was illegal at the time.
I was going to say, is that legal? Are they allowed to do that?
I mean, in my brain, they serve alcohol on a plane.
But like that is not attached to the bar, which is an establishment at the airport, which only should be serving. Like if you get a can of beer, they have to open it.
I was about to say, I think you're allowed to purchase it. And if you don't open it, you can have it on the plane, but you can't open it.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I learned this.
The hard way.
I learned this.
That's hilarious.
So anyways, I get on the plane super manic because I'm so freaking stressed out. Couldn't wait to have one of these beers. Long story short, made friends with everybody in our row.
That's awesome.
Apparently the entire flight, they were making announcements, but we couldn't hear them because we were being very loud.
Yeah.
And the final warning before landing, they were saying that there were air marshals at the gate waiting for us.
Oh my God.
For you?
Anyways, one of the other girls gave me a full set. I was complaining that I needed to get my nails done. And so she literally just gave me a full set right there on the plane.
Nails?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I needed my nails done, so she just gave me a full set right then.
No, actually, like acrylic.
The press-on acrylic, but still a full set.
That's hilarious.
So much fun energy. And then comes the part of my seven-hour layover. At this point, we're all row buddies, row friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I ended up making this friends with a complete stranger, which was a super fun experience. Eventually, the airport shut down. Everyone was asleep, and she was just like, hey, I don't want to go to sleep. You seem safe. Can we just like hang out and talk and like get coffee and drinks or whatever? And like, oh, I'll wait until your flight. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. No problem. Fast forward, end up on my flight, which is from Las Vegas to Utah, was an hour and a half flight. I passed out at this point. It was like 6 a.m. when I left Vegas.
Yeah, because did you take the last flight out, uh-huh, out of here and then the first flight,
yep,
in the morning in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't sleep that entire time.
Yeah.
And it was like adrenaline overload, pick a thing. So apparently I passed out in my seat. And I didn't realize until we landed and I was debarking the plane that the man that I sat next to was following me.
That's creepy.
Got off the plane. And he's like, hey, where are you going?
And I'm like, none of your damn business.
I'm going to go to Uber. And he's like, oh, let me make sure that you get there. Okay. And I'm like, no, I can handle it. And he's like, did you know that you were sleeping on me?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no, I'm sorry for that. And he's like, can I tell you about all the things that I would like to do to you?
What? Uh-huh.
Complete stranger. Apparently he works for our company.
You're lying.
Mm-mm. He was bragging about it on his way of taking me to ground transportation. I'm like, oh, really? What hotel? What's your position?
Did you look him up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But it was literally like, okay, get to ground transportation. And I'm literally calling anybody that I can on the phone just to get away from this guy. Nobody's answering because it's still so early in the morning. And I'm just trying to avoid. And then he's like, oh, I can take you back. I can do this.
Oh, hell no.
Why don't we just go get some margaritas right now? And I'm just... Bleh. And so, literally, I pulled up the Uber app, and there was an Uber right in front of me. I could see the vehicle.
You're like, bye.
It was the Premium X, whatever.
And you're like,
bye now.
Request.
He barely approved it, and I just opened the door. $90 Uber later.
Oh.
Yikes.
Hotel experience was amazing. Early check-in. They gave me, like, a little package in the room. They gave me, like, so much stuff. It was such a beautiful experience. I ended up sending the GM, like, a whole note and everything.
Aww.
It was really nice. But the flight back was the nightmare.
There's dun, more?
Dun, dun.
Yes, well, I mean, because that wasn't a whole lot of F Frontier.
You're right.
That was okay, being manic and just having good energy and just let's just get to our destination.
Yeah. Fairly good experience versus
the rebel
what's to
breaking
come.
The law.
Yeah. You don't know me, do you? The flight back is where it got tragic.
Right.
So my check-in experience, he did not give me a boarding pass. Okay. And I asked him for a boarding pass because I had to check the bag. And that's what the lady did for me. I didn't even have to ask. She just gave me my boarding pass.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, thank you. This time I didn't get a boarding pass. And I was like, it's kind of weird. And so I asked him, can I have a boarding pass? He's like, no, you can have it on the app. And
okay.
I'm like, okay, well, I would like a printed one because I don't have the app downloaded. And he's like, well, you should really download the app. It's better anyways. Which we both know now. The app is trash.
Trash.
Well, and if someone asks, like...
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Like, I know for other airlines, if you do the kiosk check-in, it says, would you like a printed boarding pass? Like, it gives you the option.
If a machine can ask me my preference, I expect the human human element.
Yeah. You think.
Or if he was having issue, hey, sorry, our printer's broken.
Lie to me.
Like, yeah.
Just lie to me.
Hey, I'm out of boarding pass paper.
Whatever. Pick a thing. So then I'm like fumbling through the app, which is taking way too long to download. And then it's not linking my profiles.
Ugh.
And then finally I get it. I did not have a seat assignment on there.
Oh, what's that like?
Panicking. Finally get the seat assignment. That leg wasn't too bad. But going from Vegas.
And that's like the last.
You're
last
almost there.
About
of
to
the
be
trip.
Home.
All you have to do is like sit on that flight, drive home.
30-minute flight.
Like that's it. That's all you have to do.
3-hour flight delay after being boarded onto the plane.
No, that's the worst.
Sitting on the tarmac.
No air conditioning.
Oh, in Vegas.
In Vegas. You're cooking.
During the heat wave.
Yeah, horrendous. And then the flight attendants are giving you the most horrific updates. Typically, it's like, oh, you know, there's just a maintenance thing. We're just waiting on maintenance, this, that, and the other. No, they were specific. We are waiting for a nut to be bolted to the engine.
To the engine?
And after the first hour, you're like, a nut does not seem like the problem. And so after like the second hour, people are getting rowdy because everyone's hot. And then everyone starts complaining. And then this person that was complaining like behind me to my left started complaining to that person. And then before you know it, everybody's just starting to get like feisty.
Okay, but I hear this a lot on planes, like delays on the tarmac, no AC. Can we figure this out? Can we turn the air on?
I was going to say, if the engines aren't working, then no, you can't have the air conditioning. Oh.
But get the people, like, why can't we just get the people back off the plane?
So I did learn, and fact check me on this, but I did understand that if you are on the plane for X number of hours, they do have to reopen the doors. That's like a new law thing that they did. And they did this.
Fully support that.
They reopened the doors. People started getting off on their own. So then the flight attendants start going row by row from the first row. And they're like, hey, would you like to leave the plane? Here's our next flight. And okay. So they just start going through the rows that way.
Flight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so like, they weren't going to let people back on the airplane?
I don't know. I didn't ask the question. Is that a thing of
like, no, we've already scanned your boarding pass. Like, you're done?
I don't know. We're not in the airline industry. We need an airline professional.
We do. If anyone listening wants to be a guest on the Tales from the
Service Industry you know what? Podcast, that would be great. Please provide your feedback to our experiences.
Let us know.
But if you work for Frontier, you might get egged.
Or if you work at Frontier but absolutely hate your job,
come on.
Yeah. Give us a call.
Come sit next to Liz. She wants to talk to you.
Yeah. We're fully anonymous.
So the guy behind me starts losing his crap and like pulls the flight attendant over. And he's like, why aren't you taking priority of the people that have connecting flights?
Yeah.
100% valid. Mm-hmm. So then this guy is behind me, right? And he pulled over the flight attendant. And I'm just listening to their conversation. This guy's pissed. The flight attendant is like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we don't have any more flights for today because they're all booked now. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, we can get you out tomorrow morning. And he's like, well, that sucks, but okay, give me my hotel room. Like, where am I going to stay? What am I going to do? This, that, and the other. And he's like, yeah, we don't do that. So then they're just like bickering back and forth. And at this point, I'm like texting everybody that is anticipating me as of 3 hours ago. So fast forward again. Engine starts. They signed off on the nuts or whatever. Start pulling back from the gate. And then immediately everything shuts off. And we just stop moving. The pilot comes on the announcement and he's like, we need 10 volunteers because we need to shift the weight on the plane because they had emptied out the front half of the plane at that point.
God.
So then like at this point, all these people just start like getting up and then it's anarchy. People just start getting up and sitting wherever the heck they want. And
but
then,
why wouldn't they say, press your call button if you would like to volunteer?
Because it's anarchy.
And then the flight attendants can be like, okay, you in this seat, go.
Because it's anarchy.
It's too much logic.
And it's Frontier. I guess
it's Frontier. Yeah, Frontier. It was just all bad. They had to reassign seats multiple different times because the amount of people from the back that redistributed themselves to the front.
Well, now the front is too overloaded.
Oh my God, the organization.
So then finally, we're getting ready to take off, and you feel yourself getting into the air. A horrible, horrible noise came from my right. So like I was over the right wing, which happened to be the one that they were working on the engine on.
You didn't volunteer to move? Plane.
I just wanted to go home. I don't care. I don't care. Either take me out or take me home. Just one of the two.
Oh my God.
The plane. Like this pilot was doing aerial gymnastics. Left, right, left, right. People started screaming. Lights were going on and off.
No.
Yes.
No.
This little girl was next to me and I just saw, she was probably like maybe 8 or 9 and she just like grabbed onto her mom and just started screaming and crying. God. I started like silent crying, but then I'm like, just focus on your book. And it's the murder scene in
focus
my book.
Focus on the book.
Yeah. Well, because what else am I going to do?
That's all you can do.
And then like the flight attendant comes on and she starts talking.
Maybe, okay, maybe in that moment, try and join the Mile High Club. Like, why is that where my mind
goes? I was saying,
goes?
Let's find a parachute.
Why is that where my mind goes?
Your seat can be used as a flotation device. I was fully anticipating the oxygen mask to drop. And then the flight attendant comes on and she's talking about like emergency. And then you hear a different flight attendant behind her and she stops talking on the radio. But you can hear him and was like, don't say anything till we know for sure.
Oh my God. I I'd be pulling that safety booklet and being like, okay, where do I need to know?
Study up.
Come on.
Oh, dude. It's like colored on and torn and like folded.
And same it's airline. Bent in so many different directions. Yeah. You can't even read it anymore.
Like, my next goal is to be on a plane where there's not a person in the aisleway showing me how to button things. I'm going to expend enough that there's someone on a TV.
Oh, yeah, Delta. This is why I prefer Delta.
Fly Delta.
My God.
Yeah.
Moral of the story.
Delta, JetBlue.
No, I don't like JetBlue.
See, I've flown it once. It was okay.
Delta is my primary. All right. I hate American
for different
reasons.
I have something to go back
reasons.
To in a minute, but I want to hear the end of this. And I'm going to tell you guys
an insider tip
I heard from someone in the airline industry.
Did they work at Frontier?
No, they definitely don't. Okay.
Delta?
Okay, then I'll just tell you. My boss's brother is a pilot for United. And she's like, well, that's what you get for flying Frontier. And I'm like, well, what does that mean?
That's where all the newbies start?
And no. So apparently these budget airlines like Sprint, Frontier, like any of the
Spirit?
Budget ones. Oh, what did I say?
Sprint.
Oh, same f-ing thing.
You'll get there faster.
They buy the planes. They get them brand new, the hottest, newest models. And when they're done with the plane, it's older, it's having some mechanical issues, they sell their planes to the budget airlines.
Refurbished.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. But they are the planes that have more mechanical issues, that break down, that happens on.
Yeah. That makes sense.
When I talked to someone at the airport, and part of my story, when I was, you know, at TSA for over an hour, she told me, oh, what airline? And I told her, I'm like, Frontier. She's like, yeah, that happens a lot. She's like, I would avoid those. You get what you pay for. I'm like, fair enough.
I'm like, gee, thanks.
Sorry, yeah. So go on. But yeah, fun fact, don't do it.
I mean, I survived. But yeah, that was just ridiculous. And just the lack of service. Honestly, I mean, we were on the phone when I was departing initially, and I was okay with it. I think because of like my emotional level. And for me, it was just more important to just get to where I needed to go.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I was able to smooth over and avoid all of like the passive aggressive and the not great service that I was already receiving, because that wasn't a priority. But on the way back, when you're emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted, you just have a goal in mind.
Yeah.
Everything was annoying.
Yeah.
When you're in these moments and in these situations, you truly get it. Service makes all the difference.
Yes.
Shit goes wrong. And sometimes bad things happen, but how they handle it, how they speak to you, and what they do to recover from it makes all the difference.
It literally
does. Like, even
with
some of my situations, like somebody just being empathetic and not acting like I'm an inconvenience or this happens all the time would go a long way.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really remarkable how that didn't happen.
It makes you reflect on what we do on a daily.
Totally.
Right? Like, my very first general manager, she still scares the crap out of me. But I remember her final interview question with, what do you think makes travel so stressful?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And like, it really made me think about it. But as my career develops and as I'm becoming more of like this career oriented and service industry person, yes,
you
and
see
travel,
different hotel experiences,
with kids totally. Or family or different life experiences, like that interview question still resonates with me because it's always evolving. You never know. Like, travel's just stressful in general.
So I already know my answer to that question.
What would it be?
Unpredictability.
That's
a good one.
Not being able to really know what's going to happen. And it's probably a control thing with me too.
So I was going to say lack of control.
Yeah. Just who knows what's going to happen? Like, am I going to get the room I want? Am I going to be on the floor? Am I going to be somewhere next to an elevator where it keeps my kid up? Is my flight going to get delayed? What's going to happen on that flight? Like,
or maybe
there's
just like
so many variables.
Yeah.
That can go wrong. That's for me probably the most stressful.
My original answer was the timeline. Like, constantly against the clock. It's totally. Like, okay, I need to leave by this time. I need to arrive by this time. I need to board by this time. I need to depart by this time. I need to do this at this time. For me, like, time is always a stressor in my brain. Yeah. But I like the unpredictability as well. That's a good one.
Will, what would you say?
I would say lack of understanding.
Liz, what's you? What's... What was
what's the, you?
What's you?
What's you? What oh,
I said
is your...
like, lack of control.
I mean, we're the same.
Yeah.
Control
and
freaks
think,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, with Bill, like, the lack of knowledge. Like, for us, we, like, I understand private clubs, like, through and through. Y'all understand hotels. Pretty much, let's just call it 90% of the departments pretty damn well. We don't know airports. We don't know airplanes. We don't know.
It's a similar concept, though.
Right. But like someone who is, say, a doctor, they're not going to walk into a hotel and like know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to know like how to check someone in, let's say. But the people you are interesting in your travel are supposed to be 100% knowledgeable. And sometimes it's either lack of knowledge, lack of communication, or avoiding being honest to not scare.
Or lack of forking empathy.
No empathy. Issue is too much information. Like, that was honestly, like, coming back, I've been in a lot of situations where they leave you in the dark on flights, you know, where it's like, oh, it's just a maintenance issue. Oh, we're going to defrost the plane. You know, it's like, for me, the knowledge of, we're just waiting for a couple of nuts for the engine. And then you hear...
I hear engine problems.
What I am interpreting as engine problems, you know, and then, like, the flight's going wonky. And then the flight attendants, like, starts to say emergency. And then you hear in the background, because they didn't turn off the friggin' radio, don't say anything until we know. Like, that's too much information. Mm-hmm. So that'd be the opposite point of oversharing.
Yeah.
Which inciting is something panic. I think we can all talk to our associates about.
Oh, 100%.
Less is more, but not necessarily to the point where you leave them in the dark either.
I have to tell the associates that all the time. I'm like, maybe don't tell them exactly what happened in that room the last time, the reason it's taking so long to clean.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like that room at the hotel that we worked at, that the women got into the fight and the woman 100%. Smashed the champagne bottle across the head of the other woman.
You know, maybe don't tell the guests that and that, oh, we're trying to get the blood out of the carpet right now.
But what do you do when you obviously had a code brown in a pool and then people come up and ask, why is the pool closed on a Saturday at 2 o'clock?
Okay, but to me that makes sense sharing.
Chemical imbalance.
I would.
So, my employees were kind of telling people, like, yeah, we had a code brown, da da da, it'll be open
at
this time.
Did they say code brown?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Oh. They're children. But then I was at, like, our check-in desk at one point, and I had two associates next to me. Someone walks up, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, is the pool closed right now? I go, yes, but it will reopen at this time. Da, da, da. What happened? I said, we just needed to treat it for a little bit, but all should be good at this time. And they were like, oh, okay, sounds good. And I look at my staff and I go, did you hear that?
That's someone shit in the pool.
Did you learn something?
I read my audience. Like, if it was a kid that in the pool and it's a family that's coming up to me with kids that are clearly irritated.
Oh, no. Some people I'm walk up and be like, oh, Snickers bar in the pool. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, what kills me? What kills me is the families that come up to you and they want a full refund because the sole reason that they came to your hotel was so that the kids can use the pool. That's usually when I tell them straight up, yeah, it looks like somebody's child had an accident in the pool, so it's only going to take a couple of hours. And then they like have, you know, the mental like,
and they're like, oh. And go underwater and open your mouth and open your eyes.
No, because what is what's that one virus for the hotel in Chicago? Lou Gehrig's disease or something like that. You remember that one?
Legionnaires.
That one, Lou Gehrig's. I don't know who Lou Gehrig is. Legionnaires.
Okay, what is that?
Oh, it's like, it's a, you can tell it better. It's like, it's a virus in the water coming from contamination.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
You can drink it, you just can't breathe it.
Yeah.
So if the bacteria...
What?
If it is in the water source, the problem with it comes when you take a shower and it becomes
steam.
Aerosol, and then you're breathing it in, that becomes the problem.
And it becomes like an infection in your lungs?
Yes.
That sounds delicious. Isn't it like pneumonia-ish?
And it's rough.
That sucks.
Bacteria, viruses, water, it all it can kill you. Out.
Ooh, on that note.
Like Frontier?
Yeah.
On that note, sorry.
God, that y'all was so hear? Scary, man. Yeah. I was literally like silent crying.
I wouldn't be silent.
Well, I'm not going
to that's even possible for you. What the listeners don't realize is you don't even have a microphone.
So true. You guys, you can just hear me from your homes. That's how loud I am.
No, you're just feeding off of the mic literally across the table.
Yes, that too.
Sometimes.
3 feet away.
Sometimes.
I literally,
Sometimes.
If I laugh, I have to completely turn away from the mic. Otherwise, I will blow it out.
You do kind of overload sometimes.
Yeah. I do. And so I like turn my body and talk over here.
I also like the sound of our laughter away from the mic.
Yes,
like,
it's much better.
When listening to the episodes back, I do enjoy that. A little BTS for our listeners there. Okay, Ms. B.
Y'all want to hear? You didn't know what that was?
Learn something new today.
Was. She thought it was a Korean boy band.
It's not where I was.
No, it's actually that. Korean skincare.
Oh my God.
That's believable.
Okay, so Ms. B, you have something against Frontier.
I do.
Let's get into it.
A full vendetta. So my experience, I was in Arizona, which it's maybe a 5 to 6 hour drive. It's not very far. I drove out with my daughter and my husband had to go back because they had to work super early Monday morning. So I was going to fly back Monday evening because he left Sunday afternoon. So my daughter and I have a toddler. We've flown together before. We've had good experiences. She's great at traveling. We rock it. It's never a drama. So our flight was for 4:30 on Monday.
Okay, so you get like the morning, like with grandma.
Exactly. We had a birthday breakfast, brunch, and we got to the airport.
Probably played a card game.
Yes, we did. We played a card
did
game.
Did you
we
go to church again?
No, we went to church Sunday, so I didn't have to go again Monday.
Once is enough.
Man, with the wind up for the story, you probably should have gone to church Monday too.
I know.
Maybe.
I needed the extra prayers, man. I could have used it. We get there, you know, 2 hours ahead of time.
And is this like a fairly small airport?
No.
It's big airport?
Phoenix Airport. It's huge.
It's not that big.
You don't it's have to pretty, take, you don't there's take trains train. And shit. But we, I never had to get on a train.
I'm thinking like Sacramento or Atlanta.
Probably smaller than LAX, but it's definitely bigger than...
It's still an international airport.
Yeah, it's an international airport.
Okay.
And it's the biggest one in Arizona.
Gotcha.
So we get there good 2.5 hours before we get through security. We buzz through. We go check on the gate to make sure it's there because I'm neurotic like that. And I look at the gate and it says delayed by like 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, nothing. Oh,
okay, no worries.
Easy. So we go to the bar.
Yeah.
We go and we find these big comfy seats in this corner. I'm like, oh, I could post up here. And this is probably my bad.
Oh, no.
I get my daughter her show on the tablet. I get my mommy drink. She gets her juice and I sit there and I read my book. Life's good, man. I'm like, okay, this is a good day. Like, the airports aren't bad. I kind of did travel.
Miss me, you did not miss your flight.
No.
Oh, okay.
This, no! Time, like,
this is not foreshadowing.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yes.
Like, she just posted up and then she went back to the gate and the plane was gone.
My bad. You're thinking I could post up here all day.
Okay.
I'm still foreshadowing.
Okay.
So we're chilling. We're having a good time. I have an alarm on my phone for the boarding time because I was reading and she's watching her show and I can get into a book. So the alarm goes off. I'm like, okay, I'll go check to see if they're boarding yet because it was right next to it. Like, the bar is right here. You could throw a rock at it.
For
it's right
viewers,
there.
She's pointing behind herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, like across
for
the room.
Viewers,
listeners.
For the viewers.
It's right there.
But
keep drinking, Gwen.
Here is also like a travel hack that I use anytime I am in an airport, obviously at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You get a drink and as you're ordering, you say, and then can you bring me my drink and bring me the check?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do that every time.
Close out. But even if you end up getting a second drink, you say, same thing, bring me the check.
No, yeah. I did that.
Okay.
Because
then you're not waiting, delaying, where are they? Oh my God,
that
freaking
makes me
out.
So I'm keeping an eye and I tell my daughter, stay right there. So I walk right behind us and I like look at the board and I'm looking and everyone's just standing around and I'm like, are we boarding? And he's like, no, not right now. So I'm like, okay. So we go back and I'm kind of like keeping an eye and ear out, but then I've just gotten too anxious. And I'm like, I just have to go sit by the gate.
Like, you have to be part of the crowd standing there.
I can't explain it, but I was just like, they could start boarding at any moment. I just should be over there. Then they start making announcements. They're like, oh, it looks like it's going to be another 30-minute delay. And everyone's like, oh, okay. So it kept getting 30-minute delay. So we're talking like an hour and a half later. And they delayed it one more time. And everyone's starting to get restless. This first guy who kept saying it was delayed, he was given those empathy statements like, I know how frustrating this is. I know, you know, you all guys want to leave right now. I just want to let you know the maintenance crew is just working on something. They're in touch with the pilot, but we are fully planning on taking off and departing this airport today. Well, I was like, okay. I feel better. And then at one point, then finally, after delaying it several times, he got over the speaker and was like, okay, I know everyone's really frustrated. I sincerely apologize. You know, settle that. He's like, in 30 minutes, we will have an answer for you guys. Why don't you guys go take a walk, go get something to eat, come back in like 30 minutes and we'll have more information by then. We're like, okay. So at this point, I think the plane's been delayed like over 2 hours or maybe 2.5 hours because that didn't count the original 30 minutes. Okay. So it's been over like 2.5 hours. And my daughter and I were like, okay, we need to go for a walk. So we decided to like go walk the airport. And we found a playground.
Shut up.
I was like,
at the airport?
At the airport. And I was like, that's fun. Okay. She loses it, goes so excited. She's a forking toddler, starts going, running and playing and going down the slide. So like 30-ish minutes, I hear someone on the speaker being like, okay, so we have three options. I'm like, oh, shit. And so I look to my daughter and I go, grab your shoes. And so she gets her little shoes. We're running through the airport. We run over to our gate. And now it's a different person. Mr. Empathy is gone. And they're like, okay, you guys have three options if you'd like a refund, this and that. I'm like, whoa, 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 what? And I was like, I don't want a refund. I want to go home.
Okay, so the first option was a refund. What was the second one?
The second one was we could rebook a different flight. The third was to get a credit. Like, it was basically, mm-hmm. you're not flying today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so they told us all, at this point, it's 7:30 at night. And so it's been a bit. And they're like, okay, we've rebooked you guys all on the 6 a.m. flight for tomorrow. So you guys will just come back tomorrow morning at 3 a.m.
How did they miraculously find an entire flight for you guys to get rebooked on?
And then if you looked at your app, we were all rebooked for 6 a.m.
Huh.
So they knew what was going on and they just waited till everyone was rebooked to like announce it. But they had said like, oh no, we're planning on flying out tonight.
They're behind that gate just clicking on the computers, yeah. rebooking everyone.
Yeah, I get it. And again, it happens. Something happened with the plane. Okay. Did I like having to wait that long? Did I like having to wait that long? No. But it was like, you know what? Stuff happens, but I'm like super irritated because, you know, I've got my toddler. We spent all day at the airport. Yeah.
And she's going to figure out how to get back home.
Oh, like besides that, now I'm like, I have a 6 a.m. flight. It's 8:30. How am I going to get back here at 3 a.m. with a toddler? And they're still talking with us, but they're like, if you don't live in the Phoenix area, go down to the ticketing and you guys can get a hotel voucher and a meal voucher. And I'm like, okay. Because my family, they were all at a casino.
They all dropped you off and took off.
Yeah. They were hitting the slots. I was like, you know, maybe I should stay at the hotel right next to the airport if I'm going to come back at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then so I'm walking down to ticketing. I'm stressing like hell. And I'm like, how am I going to go home, have my kid get 3 hours of sleep and drag her back to the airport? I'm like, you know what? This does not work for me. So while I'm going down to ticketing, I'm having to call my boss to call out from work because I don't have a way to get home tonight and I'm supposed to work in the morning. And so we go down to ticketing. The line is crazy and the line took at least an hour. There was a supervisor coming through and telling us all, but like, this line is just for hotel vouchers. It's not for anything else. But I stopped her. I was like, hey, 6 a.m. really doesn't work for me because he said we have to be back at 3. And I'm like, I'm a mom traveling alone with a toddler. And I'm like, I can't get her back here at 3 a.m. By the time we get home, it's going to be 11 o'clock. And then she's like, oh, okay. And she showed me how to rebook for a different flight. I'm like, okay. And they're like, yeah, stay in the line for the hotel voucher. We're like, okay. So we're going all through the line and I go up to there and they get my information. They get my address. I was told they were verifying all of our addresses to verify we weren't Phoenix residents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm showing them my ID and I'm like, okay. And the hotel voucher, I'm like, do you like give me a piece of paper or what hotel are we staying at? And she's like, oh, we don't know. Right now we're just getting all your information. And then somebody verifies it to make sure you're a resident and they're going to email you your hotel voucher.
How long is that going
to
take?
And I'm like, it's almost 8. Like, I need to put my kid to bed. She's like, they're not going to process anything till the line is done. And I was like, all right, we've been here for hours. My kid needs to eat dinner. And she's like, oh yeah, that'll be emailed as well. And gave me no answers and was just kind of like shoving me off like next person. So I leave the line and we just go sit and wait in the airport. And I keep refreshing my email. Nothing's happening. I wait till the line's done and then I'm refreshing. Still nothing's happening. And I ask someone around me, hey, have you gotten your hotel voucher yet? They're like, no, we haven't gotten ours yet. We wait at least another 40 minutes. Still nothing. So I walk over there to there and I say, hey, like, I still haven't got anything to my email. She's like, oh, they're working on it. You'll get an email. It's almost 9:10.
They're still doing their call around to figure out where they're going to send
but
you.
But it's late. It's at least 9:30. My kid is done. She's exhausted. I'm like, you know what? F this. I can't wait anymore. My kid is starving. All the food was where the flights take off. And when you go down to ticketing, that's the next level. You can't go back up. And there's no food down there. I call my family and they're like, oh my God. So they leave the casino.
No.
Oh, and I left one of the best parts out. My husband had been sitting there at LAX waiting.
No.
Because he worked in LA that day.
So he was like, I'll just hang out and wait for you.
Yeah, because our plane was supposed to land around 6 o'clock.
After work.
I planned it strategically so he would get off work and just come pick us up. So he has been in LA all day. And he even got off a little early. So he was sitting at a Starbucks. And finally, when the plane got canceled, I told him, like, I'm so sorry, but head home. And he'd been in LA just sitting by the airport for like 4 hours. So I call my family. They leave the casino. They come and get me. They are pissed. Not at me, but they're like, I cannot believe that. This is ridiculous. And I'm like, I know, I know. And I was like, we got to drive through a place to get some chicken nuggets for my kid. She eats. She's exhausted.
I was like, we're trying to find chicken. Feed your kid? She's like, chicken nuggets. I just need chicken nuggets right now.
They're easy. She eats them. She's hungry. They're quick. We went through the first Wendy's we could find, got her some chicken nuggets. She's set. And we drive 40 minutes away to my grandmother's place. We get straight into the house. It's 10:30 at night. Mm-hmm. I put her straight to bed. I'm exhausted. And by the way, you know how my husband had left Sunday afternoon? He took our suitcases. Because I didn't want to bring.
I didn't want to check a bag.
Didn't want to check a bag. So I had brought just enough clothes for one day. So all I have left is the clothes I'm wearing. At my grandmother's house, I have to borrow a pair of pajamas from her, and I'm doing laundry.
So you ran your grandma's PJs?
Literally. But if I recall, they were rather comfortable.
Yeah, they were. Can we describe these PJs, please?
Just like pajama-y sweats, comfy, and just a shirt.
But
I was not in a moo-moo. I'm sorry to disappoint. I'm sorry.
That's what I was expecting.
I know.
The long dress.
Yeah. No.
Like a house dress.
Giant flower
print. Like a house dress.
Listen, that's the fertility dress.
That's hilarious.
Of our generation.
It is. No moo-moo, unfortunately. I apologize to disappoint. But so
or even like some old school like flannel pajamas or something you'd buy at Kohl's on sale.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
With your Kohl's card. With your Kohl's cash.
Yeah. Yes. Of course with your Kohl's cash.
Gotta love that Kohl's cash. That she got buying probably birthday presents for her grandchild and great grandchild.
Like, probably.
God, I have a full story in my head.
That's so funny.
Okay, so you're wearing your grandmother's PJs. I'm sorry.
While doing laundry.
If no. If this was my situation, wouldn't you just throw it in the dryer with the dryer? Sheet and like freshen up a little bit and then deal with it.
It just was icky. You're spending all day at an airport. It's Arizona. Yeah. You're sweating.
Wait, question. This is almost 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Have you received your email voucher yet?
Great question. I kept refreshing my email. Nothing.
So what were a lot of those people doing? Sitting in the airport.
Sitting. Just waiting.
Might as well just be like Gwen and wait for your 6 a.m. flight and take a nap.
Literally, which is what I'm pretty sure a lot of people had to do.
Ugh.
And so I kept refreshing my email. This food voucher they promise is going to come through. If this hotel voucher they promise is going to come through, nothing. And I was like, wow, this is utter bullshit. And so I think I went to sleep around like 12:30 after I got it into the dryer. And then I'm like, okay, I can go to bed.
Mm. What was your child wearing to bed? I'm just curious.
The clothes she had on.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to, you know, she was nearly half asleep when we got her out of the car.
So the next morning, did you rebook your flight that you weren't on the 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
What flight?
6 p.m.
Okay. So you still got another like full day.
This is where the fun starts though.
More fun.
You're kidding.
Wait, the story hasn't really begun yet?
No, it definitely began. It just continues. Like it just is a nightmare of nightmares.
Okay. So 6 p.m. the next day, you probably have you're feeling deja vu. You have two of the same day. You wake up, you have breakfast. You
literally play
a card game, read a little bit of a book.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. It literally was like Groundhog Day.
Like, what? There's a movie about this. What movie is it? Where you relive
Groundhog
this
Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day.
Stupid.
We'll cut that.
No, that's staying.
That's going to stay.
I love you and I'm sorry.
Yes, we do breakfast. We do cards. But I'm still anxious. I was like, what if the same thing happens? My boss let me call out once. She's going to lose her shit if I call out again. And I'm like, okay, if there's an issue.
I would just rent a car and drive.
So that was my backup plan.
Yeah.
But then I was told by my family, one-way rental cars are crazy expensive because they want their cars back. So we get to the airport 3 hours early because I am crazy anxious. I just need to know if we're getting on this plane. The thing that was freaking me out too was I kept checking my boarding pass and there was no seat assignment on it. And my flight the day prior, I had seat assignments. I made sure I was next to my kid.
Yeah.
And we were like in a good spot. She had the window. And I was like anxious. I was like, they can't separate me from my kid. What if they separate me from my kid? She's going to freak out. And Gwen's like, they can't legally separate you from your kid.
They cannot. Under 13, they cannot have a minor traveling without a parent.
At this point,
they have to find a solution. They have to make someone else move.
I don't trust Frontier. Like, they're going to make me sit away from my toddler. I get to the airport and I'm like, oh, the line's going to crazy for security. I get there, ghost town, no one. And I was like, this is amazing. This is a good sign. Everything's gonna be okay.
Or it's a horrible sign.
Today is gonna go great. It's smooth sailing.
Or it's so like,
this is
wrong?
A Tuesday afternoon, early evening.
Yeah. It's like, this is gonna be great.
Yeah. Could see it.
So fly through security. It was so empty. The TSA people were like arguing whose line I got to go in. Come in my line.
They're fighting over
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. That's okay. Awesome. But again, there was no line. So I had no time to mentally prep.
Oh, and like empty the shit out of your bag and stuff.
Ding, ding, okay. ding. And so I put our stuff through the scanner and then we come out the other side and something got flagged. And I see my kid's little princess backpack. And I go over there. I'm like, what did I do? Like, you know, I'm always joking. And I'm like, what did I do? He's like, oh, it looks like you forgot to empty your water bottle. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah. We flew through security. I missed the point where you dump out the water bottle. I'm so sorry. I was like, I can dump it right now. He's like, no, we got to test it. I'm like, okay. And so I'm standing there and he opens up her pink princess water bottle. I think you might have gotten her for her birthday.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Opens up that pink princess water bottle, takes out a little test strip, sticks it above like the water, and the test strip turns bright blue. And he's like, huh. And I'm like,
blue is bad.
And he doesn't say anything, but he puts that one down. He takes out another strip. He does it again, bright blue. And he's like, yeah, we're going to need you to step over here. And I'm like, what? What happened? I have to go into this private area. We have to move and we have to give him our bags. And he's like, unfortunately, like it did set off an alarm. And I was like, what's in the water? This is Arizona tap water. This is my grandma's house. I was like, if there's something wrong with it, you should probably tell me. We've been drinking it all weekend. And he's like, well, this is just, you know, protocol, whatever. And they take everything out of our backpacks. And they're swab testing everything, putting it into a machine, swab this, put it into a machine, testing everything. And I'm like, oh my God. And my kid, she's just staring, watching everything go down. And the lady has to take me. And she's like, I have to search you. And she's like, would you like me to take you to a separate room? And I was like, I don't want to leave my kid, so just do it here.
Yeah.
And I make a joke. I said, I'd rather there be witnesses.
Like, oh my God.
It's fine. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
But people can watch. I'll give you a feel. Like, let me know.
This has never happened to me ever. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, sure. And my kid's sitting there watching, looking traumatized, and she starts to cry as this lady's patting me down.
No.
She starts to cry, and I'm like, can she come over here? Like, she's freaking out. The lady's like, yeah, it's fine. My kid runs up and like grabs onto my leg.
I feel like you're like hands up getting patted down, and you're like, sweetie, come here, be with mommy.
Literally what's happening. My boobs are getting touched, my butt's getting touched, like everything's getting touched. And I'm like, oh my God. And I didn't say this out loud, so y'all should be proud of me, but I told my husband later. I was like, she wasn't even hot enough to be doing this, so it was weird. Like,
I'm sure the picture I received she had gloves
okay.
on.
Okay.
Sure. You have photo evidence of this?
Because I thought nobody's going to believe this. And this
nobody
happens.
That doesn't know you would believe that.
And so I get the pat down. They swab test all my stuff. And they obviously don't find anything because I'm not a terrorist. And I'm still making jokes the whole time. Like, so what's in the water? I need to know.
Hyper fixated.
I am, because the water started this all. And then they're like, well, we did have to call an explosive supervisor.
Shut the f*** up.
Yes. True. Sorry. We had to call the explosive supervisor. So we need you to stay here in this area and we have to wait. You can't leave until they come. And I was just freaking out at this point. And they're like, well, you know, it usually takes them a little bit to come. So I had to stay and wait in this like isolation area with two TSA agents.
I was
like, watching me.
If you were in like your own room.
It was not even a room. Okay. We were just off to the side in this special little area as I'm watching her pass looking at me like I'm a terrorist.
Yeah.
With my kid.
But you had your kid.
If she had, separated you. She had the decoy. She's a person of interest. She's a suspect.
She was the real cause.
It's not even your daughter.
Apparently. And so I'm starting to freak out at this point. I'm like, we're waiting for an explosive supervisor?
For what? My daughter's water bottle. Yeah. Did you have any mom guilt at this point? Like, my daughter's been drinking out of that.
Absolutely. I was like, what is in this water?
Or did you have any resentment towards Bill since he got it for her?
Bill planted this shit 3 months ago.
But this guy, she's been
all
using...
all part of my master plan.
She's been using this water bottle every day since we got it for school. So we're sitting there, we're waiting for the explosive supervisor. At this point, I was like, can I at least have her tablet back? You guys tested it. Can I give her a show to watch? They're like, yeah, that's okay. So I'm able to put her headphones on and put on a little princess show. So that way she's able to like calm down. And so we're sitting there waiting for the explosive supervisor. And then finally they come and they're like, is it her? She has the kid? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, like, that's weird. And then I made a joke because I do that when I'm uncomfortable. And I was like, out of the princess backpack is a pink unicorn sticking out. I'm like, if you guys want to test the unicorn too, it looks pretty sus. But so I took a picture because I was like, nobody's going to believe this. If you swipe to go to the next photo, you see him testing the pink princess water. And if you zoom in on his shirt, it literally says explosives specialist.
They were testing for explosives in your 4-year-old daughter's princess water bottle.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to see this shit. Okay, just for our listeners, just the people around this area, we have 5 people.
Yeah.
Looking at a princess water bottle.
A pink princess water bottle.
Oh, yeah, this is Homeland Security.
So I've set off all these alarm bells.
Okay, but at this point, Miss B, were you like, hey, we can toss the water bottle, like...
I said that in the beginning.
Yeah.
They don't care. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to dump it. I was like, I can dump it right now. They're like, no, now we have to test it. No,
even, like, sorry, Bill, love ya, but, like, throw away the water bottle.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have done it. No. That thing's expensive. It's not happening.
No, it doesn't even matter, because at that point, like,
you're already caught.
Essentially.
Exactly. So that's evidence. They're not going to throw it away.
Okay, so what happened? So they swab it.
They swab it. The girl who had been with me, she's like, I feel like it's these test strips because I feel like she's feeling my vibe. She's like, okay, these probably aren't terrorists. Batch. They're testing. It was fine. And they're like, oh, it must have been a bad batch of test strips.
Oh, wow.
You're free to go. I'm like, okay.
Freedom.
Can I take my water?
But to wave a test strip just over the water bottle and not to actually like go into liquid at all.
It's kind of like, okay, like let's see this wine glass. It's like the air coming up from it is what they're testing. But they said I was free to go, and I ran away with I ran away with my pink princess water bottle and the unicorn.
Gwen, you're not gonna believe what just happened. I was detained for like an hour
and touched and patted down.
I was violated, and she wasn't hot.
I literally asked her, I'm like, was she cute?
Yeah, I would ask that too. But then you made the flight?
Yes.
Did you go to the bar?
So we get up there. I go make sure my gate exists. And I'm on the phone with Gwen because I'm still stressed that I don't have a seat arrangement yet. And I go there. She's like, go to the gate. And so I go to the gate. There's no one there. I'm like, Gwen, there's nobody here. She's like, well, what time is it? And she's like, there has to be someone there an hour before boarding. And I look, and it's probably an hour and 20.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, hour 30 okay, at that point, hour 30. I'm like, okay, we got like 30 minutes. I'll go get some food. And so we go to the burger joint that's there and get us lunch. I'm like, you know what? I deserve a beer. And I'm drinking it, and I'm like, you know, I should put this in my Stanley. She's like, do it. Get another one. Fill it up.
Yeah. I would drink that one, get a refill for the Stanley.
So I dumped out the water in my Stanley, and I just poured the beer in there. And I'm like, it's this kind of day. So we go back to the gate, and I'm like, I have to get there right then because I'm all anxious. We get there, and it's at least 45 minutes. Like, it's
and they
past
still
an
weren't
hour.
There.
Nobody was there. And Gwen's like, there's supposed to be someone there. I'm like, there's no one here, Gwen. And so we camp out and we're just waiting for someone to come. And maybe 30 minutes before boarding, someone shows up. And I run over there and I'm like, hi, I don't have a seat assignment on my boarding pass. She's like, we assign those an hour before boarding. I said, okay, it's 30 minutes before boarding. And I said, look, you don't have to give me a great seat. I'm not asking for an upgrade. You don't even know what I've been through in the last 24 hours. And I said, I just want to sit next to my toddler. Can we do that? I think her exact words, but I'll see what I can do. And I said, okay. She's like, oh, what's your name? I tell her my name, my daughter's name. And I was like, I need to sit next to her. And, and she just had this attitude. She was still holding her water bottle. And she was
oh,
like,
oh, no.
Like,
she didn't even set her things down.
No. And I'm like, you're late. And so we go and sit down. And I don't even hear. I'm just staring at her like, just staring. Here. I'm like, did you put me next to my kid yet?
Like that lobby guest that's waiting for their early arrival.
That was me. Just like, until you put me next to my kid.
Does that help when you're working the front desk?
No.
It makes me reject you harder.
I know.
I'm just making
now
sure.
You're to the bottom of my wait list.
But everyone will get above you. You're channeling it.
Yeah.
Because you are learning on the receiving end.
Yeah.
What it means.
Totally. Exactly. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting.
Learning.
Finally, 15 minutes before boarding, like over the loudspeaker, can these people come up to the front? She said my name, said another 5 passengers, then said my daughter's name. Mm-hmm. And then like, so we're separated. I'm like, oh my God, we're not going to be sitting next to each other. So I go up there. I'm like, yeah, we're together. Miss B and Miss B's e. child. And she's like, oh yeah, she gives us the boarding passes. We're sitting next to each other. Hallelujah.
Window seat?
Done. Yes. And she got her window seat. I'm like, okay, fine. And then everything was all right. Just texting my husband, giving him updates. I told him, I was like,
do not. Was he still at LAX for 4 hours?
No. I told him,
He was still there from the previous day.
Yeah.
No, he just, you know what?
In the parking lot.
No, knowing him, I'm surprised he didn't like jump in the car and just drive back to get you.
Yeah. We thought about it, but it just so much time went by.
It's too much.
And he still had to work the next morning. But I told him, I was like, if this doesn't work out, either you're coming out or I'm driving a U-Haul back. Like, I'm not doing this again.
No, but I mean, like, I'm not wrong. That's the kind of guy he is.
He has done that. He drove out to Vegas and picked me up because I wasn't having a good time and I wanted to go home.
See?
Drove all the way out to Vegas just to pick me up and drove me back.
Case in point.
Yep. I know. I told him, do not leave for LAX until I'm on this plane and like about to take off.
Like in the air and forced to connect to Wi-Fi.
You think Frontier has Wi-Fi?
You cannot. No, you can't even pay for that.
No, Frontier doesn't have that.
No Wi-Fi?
No.
Liz, don't poke the bear.
I do have a question maybe to wrap up this episode. I would like to go through like top 5 airlines.
I don't travel.
Top 3?
Enough.
I'll do my top 3.
Okay, yeah. Top 3, Gwen.
Well, yeah. Delta, American, United.
Okay. Those no Southwest fair. In your lineup, huh?
Okay, I will provide a caveat for Southwest. They did just change their boarding procedure.
Did they?
Yes, it used mm-hmm. to be a free for f***ing all.
Wait, it's not?
Just
wait,
changed.
Wait, I live under a rock. Please inform me.
Because it used to be based on whoever checked in
whoever
first.
Whoever clicked. I pay for that early bird check-in to get that A group
it's
boarding.
It's not worth the $30.
Too much anxiety.
Back in the day, it was 15. Each way, so you
were
paying,
showing your age.
So you were, but yeah, lots of traveling for water polo tournaments.
They just changed.
But
that.
No, early bird check-in, you could just get automatically assigned basically an A group unless you had status with Southwest. You might get low A, high B.
But even then, it's based off of your check-in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also what is appealing for me for Southwest is their companion pass.
Yeah.
And how achievable it is to have the companion pass. But it's so frustrating the window of time that they measure you to utilize a companion pass.
Yeah. I don't even know what this is.
Okay, so wait, what's their new boarding pass structure?
Same it's as assigned? Everybody else.
It's yeah. assigned seats.
Same as everybody else.
See, that's amazing.
Game yeah. changer.
Is
Weird.
It though? Do we now consider them in the same class as everybody else?
We
or are they,
do. Like that kind of makes it worse.
I'm gonna start researching all these airlines and where they buy their planes from how new they are.
I liked Southwest because it gave you kind of a little freedom and a little bit more of that control that we were talking
sure,
about earlier.
But the amenities like, that if, they offer on the plane.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Exactly. So why is that like a better tier versus others?
Cheap tickets.
No, now I've learned. No. Don't do it. Now I'm scared.
Okay,
we have trauma.
Miss B, what is your tier of airline?
I haven't traveled a lot in the past however many years because I've had a young kid. But now she's getting to that age where we can travel more. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing primarily budget airlines because it's cost effective. But after this experience, I am going to start paying more bang for the buck.
Shop around a little bit.
But I'm pretty sure I'm going to go with United.
Okay, yeah. Good to know. Okay, Bill, I want to know your airline rankings.
Yes.
Hawaiian, Delta, Southwest.
Hawaiian. Okay.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys, we forgot something.
Which part?
Shocking.
When do you think I got my hotel voucher?
What?
Ooh, after you got home.
Or your
wait.
We're going to make bets.
No, your original flight was for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Your actual flight was for Tuesday.
When we rebooked was for Tuesday.
I think. Okay, so another BTS for our listeners. It is now Thursday. Fun fact. I think you got it today.
Okay, so you think we got it Thursday?
Yeah.
Got it?
I think you got it as you were boarding.
Okay, good guess.
Next day.
Okay, these are all valid guesses. No one is correct.
You haven't gotten it?
I've never gotten it. I never got a hotel voucher and I never got a meal voucher as promised.
Hidden option C.
Hidden option C.
100% email them and tell them this entire story and be like, I never got XYZ. Yeah. What can you offer me?
Find the CEO.
I don't want a voucher or bullshit. I want a fucking refund.
So at 12:30 at night, I saw this the next day. I did get emailed two $75 vouchers for a future flight that had to be used within 90 days.
No. 90 days?
I am not flying you again, first of all.
No. Ever.
And that was the only thing I ever received.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my grandmother was so pissed. I told her all of this and she was like, we're writing a CEO. And I was like, I'm just like, maybe after like a week has passed, I have time to process it. Like,
CEO isn't reading their emails.
Well, it goes to a team. And we can tell you that from our experience.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So maybe I'll do that. This point,
if
I don't have the mental.
Angry. Yeah. If you're still angry.
At this point, you need to process a little bit more.
At this point, it's just like, you've lost my trust. You've lost my business. I'm going to tell everyone how awful this experience was. And I did at work. I told everyone. It's morning stand-up. In morning stand-up, I was like, guys, listen to my experience.
In morning stand-up.
Everyone heard.
Screw in the day for the day.
And let me tell frontier. You about yesterday. Screw frontier.
All right. On that note. By Ms. B's Antsy Pants.
Oh, well, she's stretching. No, her back. I'm about to stretch.
I know. I got it. All right. So since we normally try to share some tips and whatnot, let's turn this around and ask for tips.
Yes.
So those in the airline industry, how would you handle this? Like, how could Frontier have done it better? What should they have done?
Mm-hmm. And as guests, how could we have approached situations
better? What could I have done better?
What
questions could Miss B and Gwen have asked to, like, get more clarification?
What should I have done?
Clarification?
Love the feedback. Because, again, we're not from the airline industry. We don't get it. I only know what I've been told.
Help us travel better and be better travelers.
Help you.
Yeah, truly though.
Yeah, we're the last stop on that travel train.
Literally. Last stop and the first stop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. But before we go, you got to check out our socials.
Okay, so make sure to follow us everywhere. You have social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn. Just search us, Tales from the Service Industry. And if you are so inclined, especially if you are from the airline industry, pop us a line. Send us an email at og3@tftsi.com. That is og3@tftsi.com. And also, if you are so inclined, feel free to visit our website with lots of good content there. And if you don't want us to send us an email, I guess you can scroll all the way up to the contact us and fill out the form there. And thank you guys so much for listening.
See you in a couple weeks.
Bye, team.